Mark Tegubin, hello friend and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's my pleasure and my joy to be able to come to you once again to have a Bible study together on the truth of the eternal God. I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 3 and verse 16, where we will begin in our study concerning God being one. Our God is one, and yet he reveals himself to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's a mystery, beloved. It's a wonderful and glorious mystery. And we read in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And here we see God the Father, manifest in the flesh, God the Son, justified in the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, and yet our God is one. This is a marvelous and a wonderful and an amazing truth that many struggle with, and we by faith accept and believe. Beloved, there's many things that we by faith accept, even though we do not fully understand all about them. Electricity is a mystery to me. I do not understand all about electricity, but I use it. I benefit from it. I appreciate it. Even right now, I'm using it in making this broadcast and communicating with you. Although it's a mystery to me, it doesn't mean that I don't believe in it, I don't accept it, I don't get benefit from it and use it. Beloved, the mystery of God is a mystery that man does not fully understand, nor comprehend, nor know. And yet, beloved, it's a glorious and a wonderful truth. In 1 Kings in the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 60, we read these words, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God, and that there is none else. There is none else. That the Lord is God, Jehovah is God, and there is none else. The great I Am is God, and there is none else. Our God is one, beloved. Over in Psalm 86 and verse 10, the 86th Psalm and verse 10, we read, for thou art God, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Yes, beloved, he is God alone. There are many so-called gods, but there's only one true and living eternal God. Thou art God alone, the God that's revealed in the Bible. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 43 and verse 10 through 12, let me read to you what Isaiah wrote. As God was writing and speaking through Isaiah, he said, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. This is Isaiah 43:10. My servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. He is God alone, beloved. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. O beloved, he is God, the eternal God revealed in the Bible, preserved, God's word preserved for centuries, because God is Almighty God, and he's able to preserve his word so that we might know about him and understand him. He used some 40 different men to write under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God the truth of God's word that we read today. Isaiah 44 and verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Beside me there is no God. The Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Here we see the Lord of hosts, the King of Israel, is one God. How amazing and marvelous is the truth, and sometimes it has to be accepted simply by faith. And, beloved, without faith it's impossible to please God, we're told in Hebrews. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a Redeemer. He is our help. He is our strength. We who put our faith and trust in him, he is our Savior. Oh, beloved, notice again in Jeremiah, what Jeremiah tells us in Jeremiah 10:10, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. The eternal God. Oh, beloved, there's none beside him. Look again to Mark chapter 12, and notice what we read over here in the book of Mark chapter 12 and verse 29 in the New Testament, the Gospel of Mark. Chapter 12 and verse 29. Jesus answered them, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The Lord our God is one Lord. Yes, God is one. Notice again, over in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 8. And verse 16, 1 Corinthians, or verse 6 it is, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. Notice here, chapter 8, I'm sorry, and verse 6. But to us there is but one God. But to us there is but one God. The Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. God the Father, God the Son, they're one, beloved. They're one. Our God is one. And yet, the marvelous mystery of the Trinity, the marvelous mystery of the triune Godhead. If you will go with me to Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, there we read this wonderful and amazing and marvelous fact as we look at the name of God. Here in Matthew 28 and verse 19, Verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. And I want you to notice what the name of God is, beloved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That's God's name, beloved. God's name is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That's God's name. A marvelous and an amazing fact and a glorious truth, beloved, that Almighty God is one, and yet He is manifested and revealed to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. A glorious and an amazing mystery, beloved, that we by faith accept and believe. By faith. Notice again in John chapter 15 and verse 26. John 15 and verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And this is Jesus speaking, beloved. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. And he said that the Comforter, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Oh, what a wonderful and glorious fact. Chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. O beloved, the mystery of godliness, the mystery of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And what did he say? Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And thus God made man to be a triune being. Till next time, goodbye.